Welcome into episode 17. Skipping across this rocky outcropping, jumping from rock to rock, our two heroes, Mel and Alistair, go back for their friend. They hear screaming. They can hear beasts groaning in the distance. They turn their heads into this, behind this outcropping in the cliff face along the shoreline. They can see a cave. And dimly lit just before them, they see Bash, their friend, let out one scream as the creature reaches for it with its second set of jaws. What do you do?
I've had a little bit of time to think about this, and I don't know. So I'm open for suggestions here, Jeff.
First of all, let's put friend in quotes.
Companion?
Acquaintance?
Workplace acquaintance. Yeah.
Death machine.
I'm not even sure what we could do if we wanted to, because neither of us have any animal skills. I mean, I'm not even trained in nature. I don't know about Jeff.
Do you train it how you would yell at your dog. Drop it! Drop it!
Yeah, I guess I would pull. I guess if Alistair's desperate to make this thing stop what it's doing, it would pull an Ian Malcolm move and just go out there and start waving his arms at it. Hey! Drop him!
Mel's going Dr. Grant. He's just gonna be like. Hope that its visual acuity is based on movement.
Tal already did the lawyer trick, so he's the one sitting on the toilet.
He left us!
Jurassic Park, the role-playing game. All right, Alistair, give me a performance.
That was good, guys.
Oh, boy. Performance, huh?
Do you even have performance?
I am not trained in it.
Imagine
so.
If Tal had come.
What is it, then?
It's a plus one.
Tal doesn't play to animals.
It's a plus one.
Let's go.
It's going to be my best bet, though. Unless I could make the case for deception, in that I'm trying to distract it. It's up to you, though. I'll do a performance role. It doesn't matter. I was just throwing it out there. Like, I'm literally trying to make it... feel that I'm more threatening than Bash at this point, so I wondered if that might fall under deception.
Okay, I'll give you a deception.
Benevolent GM. That is a 22.
The creature's second set of jaws retract into its gullet, but it does not drop Bash, and it looks at you.
Okay. I should have thought through.
Yeah, now what are you doing? I'm just standing there as still as I possibly can.
Can I recall knowledge and find out what this creature's intelligence might be?
Yeah.
What would I roll for that? Nature?
Yeah, it'd have to be nature.
Fumble. My nature bonus is only a plus one anyway, so it's a two adjusted.
Yeah, obviously you don't notice anything.
Okay, so I have no idea how smart or... I guess you tell me what I think.
I mean, with a fumble, doesn't he get like a migraine?
Do I think he's a genius or do I think he's a dumbass?
You see six of these creatures in the distance of the cave tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like
so...
six giant ones that aren't really there.
Oh, so I'm hallucinating now.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it is dim light. I can't see in dim light anyway, so...
All right, you're very close to me making a roll for initiative. Any last things before,
yes,
like...
Yes, I would like to drop my weapon in a sign of good faith and put my hands up and kind of back away slightly, lower my voice, and then attempt to, like, show that I'm not a threat and just say, drop him.
This is what Bash tried.
This is identical. And it ate me.
That's
it
so funny. Okay, now I am going to make you roll a performance.
Okay. Come on. Hold on. I'm going to try my new rolling technique. See if it works.
That's what I was trying.
Okay, not terrible. 12, but not great either.
Oh, 13 or 12?
No, 12. Adjusted.
Nothing happens. You see the second set of jaws creep back out of its mouth.
All right.
Roll for initiative. The two of you that are in the room. Tal, you're staying back, right? You're not joined in at all.
I'm just plucking the loot and listening to it.
12. 23
for Alistair and a 12 for Mel.
Why did I follow you?
Why did I follow the scream? I should have just been like, he's probably just raping a bird.
Bash, give me a roll as well.
Oh, I roll.
Yeah.
From inside the animal.
Yeah.
26.
26.
No, sorry, 27.
27.
Plus where 10, were these rolls earlier?
Yeah, no kidding.
I know.
This is the acrylic. I rolled the acrylic.
It helped you a lot. All right. It's the giant Leviathan's turn. Its second set of jaws creep out of its gullet. Reach for Bash. And it snaps down on Bash. It's going to deal 1d6 plus 4.
How's he looking to us, by the way?
Beat up. Okay. He is bleeding.
I'm at.
Alistair thinks in his head, "Oh, my good work gone to waste."
I'm not dead yet. I'll tell you that.
But like, your joke about Jurassic Park is a funny one, because like that's kind of what it looks like. Like the Leviathan has his body sandwiched in his jaws, bleeding from the ribs down to the hips.
And this thing is T-Rex size.
A little smaller than a T-Rex, but around there, yeah.
Allosaurus, like Allosaurus territory?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Triceratops, Stegosaurus, somewhere in that, like, think that size.
Allosaurus is just going to shake his head and go, clever girl.
I was waiting for that. In your accent, I was just waiting for that one to happen.
It immediately drops Bash.
I think we got the name of the episode now.
But then they come from the sides.
Yeah. Yeah, the six smaller ones.
Jurassic Shark.
Okay, so you take 9 damage, Bash.
Okay. Where are you at?
And
I can't tell you that.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want him to tell us. I just want to gauge it based on how I see him in the night. I'll recall knowledge if I need to.
Swallow you whole. Now?
You have to roll for that? Do I get to roll anything?
No, this is more bludgeoning damage. It's like you're being bludgeoned through its throat.
It's sucking me in.
Its esophageal muscles are just crushing you.
Another 11 damage.
Oh. Now I am dying.
Oh. Dying okay. One?
I guess, yes.
It wasn't a crit, was it?
It was not a crit.
Okay.
So Bash has, based on his level, he has 6 rounds before he stops breathing.
Okay.
But can he die from just damage?
If he continually takes damage, then he would go down a dying condition each time.
That could happen before 6 rounds.
I will tell you, he's not going to continually take damage.
Oh, okay.
It's basically like drowning at this point.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and there is a...
He could die sooner if he fails his dying checks, right? His recovery checks?
Correct.
Okay. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
And there is a rupture value to this creature.
Right.
If you deal X amount of damage...
If we pop the balloon,
he'll
come spilling out of the guts.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's an amount of damage lower than its...
death damage.
Right.
Yeah.
That will spill Bash out. All right. So, Bash, it's your turn. Saving throw.
I rolled a 14.
All right. So you recovered.
Stabilized.
You're 0 hit points, wounded 1.
Okay.
Stable. So you have 6 rounds for these two guys to figure it, these two Jamokes to figure it out. Alistair.
I'm very far away from this thing. Hold on. I got to count.
Alistair's about 2 movements away from it.
14 away times 5, that's 70 feet?
Yeah.
I'm 3 moves away. Bummer.
Do you run up to it?
Can I get speech as a free action?
Yes.
I'm going to try to yell as loudly as I can so that Tal will hear me and say, Bod, get over here! We need help!
Is that possible? I don't know how far away this is.
Well, neither do I, but we heard him scream, so I'm hoping you'll hear us
yell.
You can
hear it You know what? Give me D100. Give me a luck roll.
I like it. I like
yes! And I'm plucking the guitar too, so.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, give me a luck roll.
Are you trying to just. He's going to be the only one with the information all three of us die. The guy who cares the least.
I care about Glam. A 5.
A 5. You can hear Alistair clear as day.
Ooh, okay. You were having a roll under?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Call Cthulhu style.
Yeah, he's going Cthulhu style.
That was a good roll then.
Yeah, it was.
And what do you say again? Do it one more time for
me. He said, Bod, get over here. We need your help.
Oh, dear God. Clam, what have you gotten yourself into? Weasley, little bastard. I'm going to make you pay for this.
Well, I was going to say, make sure that you remember that Clam is in the compass that Mel possesses.
Right.
So, like, if he goes down, Clam possibly goes down with him.
Clam, you better be worth this.
All right. Then I use my 3 turns to move up to the Leviathan.
How long are you going to make it take for me to get there?
I'll do 1 full round, so you can join in next round. Roll me an initiative. Roll initiative on athletics. You're running over there.
So add your athletics bonus.
Yeah, this is
not
perception.
My perception.
Yeah, this is athletics. You're running over there. You're jumping on rocks like.
I rolled a nat 20.
Oh shit! He's there in a snap. He's like the Flash. He just shows up.
But my athletics is. Hang on, I don't even know. My athletics is plus 5. So it's a 25.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Yeah, still pretty good.
But the nat 20 doesn't help in initiative.
My movement speed is really high too, by the way.
Okay.
It's 35, which is probably higher than anybody else's.
All right. I will put you slightly closer.
I've got like demon nimble hooves or whatever.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So
I'll put you slightly closer when you entered the cave mouth. You're still not up to the creature, but you could. You're in sight at the start of next round.
Okay.
Mel, what do you do?
I don't know.
Bring out the sun!
No. Yeah. both of us are in line for that.
Do it again, Mel. Take them all out.
No. I don't think there's any need for that.
I really don't know what to do here. Like...
My goal here, Alistair's goal here, is to die trying or damage this thing enough that we can get Bash back.
I don't want to die.
Well, that's fine too. Play it how you want, honestly. I mean, I'm telling you what Alistair's motivation is.
If you want to run, man.
All right. Mel moves up as well. And that's probably... Oh, my turn.
All right.
What's your move?
30.
No. Yes, yeah. It would be. Yeah, because it's over 60. Yep. So it'd be 3 movements.
Okay. The eel goes. Sorry, not eel.
Eel.
I'm reading stat blocks. I modified some stuff.
That's fair.
The Leviathan goes. It is going to snap. Mel was the last one to look at. The last one to run up to it. So it's looking at Alistair, turns back, looks at Mel. And it rolls a 30.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a hit.
So we are going to do this kind of damage. 17 damage.
Wait, to who?
To Mel.
Oh, okay.
And you are grabbed.
Oh, no. Mel, no!
He's grabbed.
The second set of jaws come out again. And it deals... 5 more damage to you and bites to you right inside its gullet, and that's its turn. Bash is stabilized. Talgari, you're up.
So Mel is grabbed and Alistair's standing there. Alistair didn't get hit yet though.
Correct.
Mel, you still have a chance to do an escape.
Okay.
I want to cast a spell called Liberating Command, which gives Mel a chance to escape off turn without costing him an action.
Okay.
So it says, I call out a liberating cry, urging an ally to break free. And I say,
Melkillion, you are stronger than that. Your god can hear you.
Can he get a chance to break free?
Yeah.
Okay, roll your... doesn't he have to roll or something?
Escape, right?
It says if the target is grabbed, immobilized, or restrained, it can immediately use a reaction to attempt to escape.
Okay.
That's my spell.
So what a reflex?
Reflex?
Hold on. Escape is a...
athletics check.
Yeah.
Okay. 16.
You are still grabbed.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Hold on. Attempt to check using your unarmed attack modifier. The DC of the effect is the athletics DC of the creature grabbing you.
Yeah.
So you'd actually use your unarmed attack. So whatever, like, your fist is a plus two. Usually it's your dexterity bonus.
Oh, okay. Oh,
plus well, your proficiency you're right. Yeah, sorry, if you're trained.
Then a lot worse.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Then, so you're still grabbed.
Still grabbed. One more action, Tal. What do you got?
I get two. That was only one.
Oh, that spell was one? Okay.
I'm going to cast... I assume we're in a cave and there's rocks around. This is a nature thing.
Yeah.
I have a spell called Telekinetic Projectile, which I can pick up any unattended object like rocks and throw them with mind powers.
Nice.
So I'm going to throw a rock against this target's AC. So I have to do a spell attack roll. That'd be a 22.
22 is a miss.
Oh, that's brutal. Oof. Okay, that's all I got.
That was two actions.
That was a
yeah,
two
well,
action spell.
Yeah, well, that's a two action spell.
Oh, okay.
Got Alistair.
All right, he's... oh, boy. This is a tough spot. Well, okay, so he dropped his rapier, so I'm going to have to pull out my kukri, because I never picked the rapier back up. And he's going to attack. That is a 26 to hit.
26 is a hit.
Yes. That is a 9 damage.
9 damage. Nice.
And he's going to attack again.
The pride of the puddle.
Oh, shit.
Good.
I think
or
it's
bad.
A plus 4 on the second one. Plus 5. 24 to hit.
24 is also a hit.
Yes. And that's an 8 damage.
8 damage. The second hit goes up into its belly.
Yes!
Rips out and open, and a lump of a gnome falls on the cavern floor with a splat.
Bash, or not Bash. Alistair looks down at him and goes, "Fool of a talk."
The Leviathan screams again at you.
Can I attempt to demoralize it?
Yes. What are you going against?
Demoralize would be its will DC. All
right.
That's a 24.
Wow. 24 is a success.
Yes. So it is just a regular success?
Yes.
It's frightened one.
All right.
Which, for me, because I have a special feat, is also off guard. So I'll just add 2 to my attacks from now on as well.
All right, I'll throw off guard on here as well, just so I remember.
Well, then I won't, because it'll subtract that from your AC.
Oh, no, I don't have off guard on conditions.
Okay. Well, then so. I'll just add 2 to my attack. That's
fine. All right, Mel, you're up.
All right, try to escape. And you said that's dexterity? Or no, that was for your spell.
Yeah. Right?
So
unarmed attack.
Escape, yeah, would be your unarmed attack. So if you,
against athletics.
If you go into weapons and hit add weapon... and then go to fist, like, yeah, just scroll down to fist.
Actually, so Wanderer's Guide says you can use any 3. Attempt acrobatics, athletics, or a check using your unarmed attack.
Acrobatics work too, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever I'll say because you're suspended in the air, yeah, you can use any of those 3.
That would make sense.
Okay. 10.
10.
Hey, you roll
still
like
grabbed.
Me.
You roll like me. Okay.
Was that one action?
Yeah, I guess so. I can just keep trying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If like
you take a map though, because it's got the attack trait.
I was gonna say, for instance, if you wanted to cast a spell while grabbed, because he's not restrained, he's just grabbed, right?
Correct.
He can. You can pass a DC 5 flat check to cast a spell if you wanted to. Just throwing that out there. Don't feel like you have to.
Only if it's a manipulate spell.
Right, but most are, I think. Maybe not. Maybe clerics are different, but yeah. Most wizard spells, I feel like, have the manipulate trait.
Yeah, if you have any somatic spells or verbal.
You can do it without the DC check.
Yeah.
Somatic, you mean like mental damage?
Yeah, I guess if it's verbal. Somatic is probably
DC 5 check, though, is like, what, 60% to pass?
80.
80.
It's, yeah, 5 or higher.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Bash, 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 bash.
Bash, bash.
Dying on the cavern floor.
Bash, bash.
Oh, I should mention the, so when you two turned the corner and looked at the giant Leviathan, the smaller baby Leviathan ducked into the water and swam.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't want to.
I wasn't going to bring it up that there's 5 little babies doing something.
Yeah, doing something.
So, can we see any of them right now? The
babies? No, you can't. So
they're gone basically.
The cavern is pretty wide, enough for you guys to see dim light, right? Uh-huh. The sun is setting though. And there's enough space to walk on the cavern floor, but you're also seeing some areas of pooling and maybe like a little inlet or stream that's going through there. That's what they ducked into. So they ducked into the water, and being dark, you can't tell if they swim out to the ocean or deeper into the cave.
Gotcha. Just like my old neck of the woods, the puddles.
All right, I'm going to...
used to be in knee deep.
Sorry.
I was just adding color.
I'm going to cast a harm. And since he has it in my... I'm in his mouth. It's touch, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just one action. So it's a fortitude save.
First roll, you gotta do a DC 5 flat check.
Oh, okay.
Well, is it?
It is a manipulate.
Okay.
And I didn't pass.
Oh, God. Amazing.
All right. So I'm going to try to escape again.
Yeah. Okay. Now you take a -5 on whatever skill you check.
Yeah, whatever. Subtract from your acrobatics.
Come on. 8.
You are still in the creature's jaws.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cinches down a little bit. You can see a little bit of blood pool
Bash,
up on your skin and clothing.
I can't look.
He can't look. He's unconscious.
I hope you're happy, Bash.
I'm hoping somebody just picks me up like a baby and starts running back into
all
the
woods. All these baby Leviathan
no, don't
were
run away
so
now.
Easy to tame.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's grabbed. What are we going to do? We can't leave
no,
him
no,
here
no,
now.
No, run. Run. Bash has no love lost for Mel.
Why didn't we just tune the guitar, guys?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
could be playing
are we
a
pretending,
nice song around the fire.
Are we pretending Mel is as helpful as Bash has
well,
been?
Tal, your
yes.
part.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, he's got the ritual done.
He's killed
Tal,
everybody.
You're partly to blame for this, for not just pretending it was a System of a Down song. That scream we heard.
Oh, that's true. I could have rolled with that.
All right. The creature is going to attempt to swallow Mel.
Oh, no. Wait, will he just spill right
yeah,
out the guts?
Aren't I just going to fall out?
Oh. Or does it have, like, some sort of
but,
super
I mean,
it's
will,
got,
it
it's
will
got multiple
still,
stomachs.
It will still do damage, like but I'm wondering if you won't just come out right like a water slide.
Or does the hole need to be bigger for an elf compared to a gnome?
The hole got big enough.
Does need to be bigger for you.
He gets one leg is dangling out. Wait, hole, gentlemen!
Could I get a Hot Rocks for that good idea?
Oh you gosh. Already have one. Actually, you could have rolled to oppose him if you wanted to.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
You guys probably should have been using me.
Yeah, we probably should have.
I totally forgot.
Evans is still there.
Yeah,
notice
yeah,
that,
I didn't
everybody.
Use it. I didn't
he
use
failed
it.
17 times and didn't
yeah,
use his hot rod.
That's true.
All right, let's go attempt to swallow Mel whole.
I forgot all about
it. That is a 25.
Yeah, I assume that's a hit.
Okay.
Yeah, your AC's not
you're
going to
take
high.
An
yeah.
11 damage. Bludgeoning. And I have a DC in my head. I'll give you another luck roll. Roll D100.
Oh,
the 10s. The 10s and the...
It's been a while, hasn't it? It's these two.
D10.
10 and...
10 and the double digit one. Or the other 10.
Okay.
Single digit. Yeah.
A four.
You slide right out of the same hole.
Bamboozled.
It's like being at a water park.
You go, whee!
I just climb back up.
It can't feel good, though.
You are prone, though, I presume.
Okay, and then in its other actions.
Finally, a terrible roll does me good.
Yeah, right. That's where you're shown in Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
It was the low roll.
I missed that game.
It is going to dive into the cavern water.
Oh.
And seemingly disappear.
I grab Bash in my arms and book it.
Yeah, it's out of sight. Again, you can't tell if it swam toward the ocean. But again, with the darkness, you're being in a cave. It's nighttime. Once it hit the water, you couldn't see anything. It's gone.
We get the hell back to campfire area.
All right. Yeah, I'll let you
pause there for just a little too long.
I was gonna say, I don't like that.
All right, I'll let you guys get back to the camp. walking back, I was gonna say this. Somebody give me a perception on the run back.
I can do that. My perception is amazing.
Yours is probably better than mine.
It's a 24.
Yep.
24. Okay, Tal, as you're running back, Alistair's in front of you carrying Bash, right?
Correct.
Mel, bloody and oozy, covered in bile, wiping the bile off. Those two jumping from rock to rock, getting
Tal
back.
Is disgusted right now with what he's clams got him into.
Yeah. They're like jumping on rock to rocks, you know, getting to this rocky beach.
Well, hold on. Only so much of this is Clam's fault. There's some other blame to be had here.
Well, I mean, the whole party. I don't like the situation.
Well, okay.
I want to get back to drinking and cards.
I was going to say, Tal bears a little bit of responsibility for getting drunk and falling asleep on a boat.
Right, yeah. The fact that I end up on a random island, don't know where I am, is my fault.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But the incompetence here, this is kind of tipsy's problem.
You notice one other, past another outcropping, there looks to be another cave entrance, but this one's flooded.
How, like, so after you go in the cave, it sinks down and then it's like water up to the edge?
You came out of the cave that you were in with Leviathan. You're running across the shoreline on top of rocks, and you look off to your left. There's an inlet and the water keeps going in and in, and you can tell there's a cave entrance there that was flooded.
Okay.
But the back to the Azarkady camp is still along the shoreline. That would be like off to your left, and the rest of the crew is headed straight ahead.
Okay. I don't think I would even mention that.
Okay.
Just go on back to the Azarkady camp.
You make it back to Azarkady camp. What do you guys do?
I set Bash's limp body down by the fire and I check, do a medical check. I don't think it's not something I roll for. This is more for flavor. Like, I want to know that he's stabilized versus dying.
Yeah, like feeling for a pulse, seeing if he's breathing. Yeah. You can tell he's breathing, barely hanging on. There's a lot of blood.
Okay.
Teeth marks all across his chest and down one of his thighs, down the other thigh.
I just look at him and I go,
you can see blood stained through his clothes.
What have you gotten yourself into, Ranger? And then I stand up and I pee in his face.
Everybody just stands up and pees on me.
Is that a 1d4?
Yeah.
How much damage did Mel take?
A lot.
Yeah.
You took 17.
I think
plus
that Tal,
6 plus 11, something.
Tal is going to see that Mel was. He has no interest in the Mudman. He sees that Mel is hurt. Hey, Melkillian, you said it was, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd that water slide feel?
That looked like it felt amazing. Wasn't the best, but wasn't the worst.
Clam is going to want you to describe that inner anatomy, let me tell you.
This guy doesn't know that, gnome. Tell you what.
I don't want the mud man to see this. Come over here with me.
I limp over.
He's unconscious.
I take
whips out his red dong.
It's got a tail of its own.
I take horns. I take Mel a little bit into the shadows because it's like night now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After you got out of the cave, the sun had set. Twilight is
and I'm gonna
gone.
I start plucking my lute really softly, just right next to you. And I say,
bow chicka wow wow.
I say, if you were a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want to be is your sweet honeybee. And I cast soothe. And
It's your kid's song.
You take
it's a children's song.
Oh, you get 14 hit points back.
Oh shit.
It's like a mother's sweet embrace. Yeah. I just feel so calm. And
yeah.
Does mama have him?
No, that's the other character. That's the other character. Come on. It doesn't cross over. Don't be stupid. You're an idiot.
He probably picked up some traits from Clam.
Well, Clam used to rub my horns from time to time.
Hilarious. Well, after I'm done peeing, I go to treat wounds on Bash. And I do, successfully. The question is, should I do it for an hour or just 20 minutes?
He's hurt real bad.
So, an hour.
He took so
That's
much
That's correct.
Let it be known.
Do you need
max,
more?
Max HP for me is 52.
Do you need more healing? I can cast Soothe again.
I have zero. I was at 52.
I heal him for 24 damage.
Yeah, 24, I'm still nice. Only at like half.
I'm going to cast Soothe again.
You can?
Yeah, I can do it 3 times.
Okay, yeah.
That would be 12 more hit points.
All right.
Do you need more loving from the loot?
No, I think I'm good now.
Wow, chicka wow wow.
Thank you, Tal.
More loving from the loot.
Does he say bow chicka wow wow?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He has to, right?
Yeah.
This is where I need a soundboard.
And he winks. And he winks.
I would 100% be playing Chris Isaac right now.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, bonk. Okay, so do you guys come back over by the fire around the camp area?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And I say, Bash. Try.
And Mel looks at him and goes, Bash failed.
Bash flips Mel off. But he doesn't do the middle finger. He does the hand under the chin.
Yeah.
Flipping it off.
While Alistair does the Eastern promises to Bash. 2 fingers on either side of the throat.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How far away... Wait, okay, 2 questions. All the guards that were on the boat that rode over with Tal are
yes.
dead or unconscious?
So...
Or we don't know.
That's a great question. You, Tal, you probably didn't pay attention enough to every single guard.
Count
like,
them all.
There was 25, 30 people on that boat, right? So you probably didn't pay attention to every single guard enough on the ship ride over here to know exactly who's dead and who's not. And some are... Turn like got melted right from Mel, so their faces you can't examine their dental records, right? So, yeah, you don't know
mm-hmm.
how many if they're all dead or not. You certainly don't see any. You do know there was a small crew of like helpers on the
yeah.
ship, like a chef and a dockhand, people like that, non-military personnel.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that had fighting capability came to the island on a rowboat with you.
The boat is close, right?
Yeah, you could basically see it. It's
okay.
Anchored out in the harbor.
So we're sitting around the fire. Hey, while we're sitting here watching this mud man croak, anybody feel like a stiff drink?
Yes, I would like one, but hold one moment here. I just want to make sure everyone's taken care of. Mel.
I can't do this any longer. I'm going to go get a drink.
Okay.
Bash just says, Starward.
How many product plugs are we going to do for this company that's not sponsoring us?
You just got to keep hitting them until they do.
Well, I was going to say, I'm even doing a shitty Australian accent. Like, come on, Starward. Where you at?
I'm Tal's running off to the boat. Halfway there, he's going to cast invisibility.
Wait, hold on. Alistair was going to say, where's this drink happening? I'll be over there, toot sweet.
Oh, my friend, I'm going to bring it to us.
Oh.
The crew I rode over with, I could smell some alcohol in their breath. I know they got something good, and our dear friend here burnt them with the living sun. So I want to... I'm going to get over to that boat, see if I can roll a keg back to us. I got some tricks up my sleeve. Right. And he turns invisible in front of your eyes.
That boy's got some tricks. I'll give him that.
And I run to the boat.
So you run to the rowboat, right?
The boat that I came over on with the guards. Okay. Whatever.
You're going to row out to the main ship.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Invisibly.
Okay, and yeah.
But you cast in a boat, though. So you're in a ghost boat.
Ghost boat.
They just see two oars and a boat coming at them.
Absolutely. But it's night, so it's night.
Which makes it even scarier.
Okay, so you're going to
the crew
ship.
Shits themselves, yes, and flies off into the night.
By myself, invisible, with a boat.
Okay.
This has the hallmarks of Clam turning into Tamley all over again.
All right.
Oh, he's changing the map.
What you want, Tal? Let's cut the Tal.
All right, can I climb aboard?
You
tell me where I need to start playing.
Yeah, you can climb aboard.
I mean,
on the
so
side.
My mission here is to find alcohol, anything I can find, quickly, get back on the boat and bring it back to the fire.
Let me ask you, are you going to...
I just laugh because first Bash gets himself in an inordinate amount of trouble to tame an animal, I presume. And now to get a drink, our new companion.
Characters have to be passionate, man.
Okay.
How are you getting on this boat?
Oh, you can't climb onto it from the rowboat? It's not that...
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can climb, but again, you suspect there might be people on here.
Okay, that's fine. I'm invisible.
All of which you would know, right?
Yeah.
You saw them on the voyage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hop on.
Well, I would assume I kind of peek my head over, like...
Okay, give me a perception.
Okay. 19.
19. Okay, how long does invisibility last?
Oh, that's a great question.
And can you cast it multiple times in a day?
I can cast it 3 times. It lasts 10 minutes.
Okay. Let's say you needed to cast it a second time as you rowed up to the boat. It took you about 10 minutes to row out, sneak away and row out there.
Sure, whatever.
Okay, yeah. All right, you're on the boat, you're invisible.
Well,
no
what
one
did
notices
I see?
You.
Oh, I didn't see anybody.
Oh, you saw maybe one or two of the crew just like checking rope, checking the anchor. You know, walking out to the dock, they take a spyglass out, look, make sure there's nothing, go back down under.
Okay. I know my way around the boat, I assume, so I'm going to go down to the storeroom area. Storage.
All right.
Do I need to... I'm assuming I'm stealthing.
If you're invisible, I'm going to let you just get
okay.
there. Yeah.
They're still making noise. I can stealth for noise.
Well, I was going to say, stealth, like, invisibility adds a certain amount to your stealth
right.
roll. I can't remember. In 1E, it was like 20. I don't remember. I don't know if that's the case in 2E as well. I'd have to look it up.
It says it makes me undetected to all creatures. Unless they try to...
So they have to pass a DC
unless they
check.
Try to attempt to find the target, and if they were to be successful at that, it would make me hidden instead. So basically.
I'm going to let you just get down there.
Okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Right.
So
they're not trying to find anyone.
Yeah.
They think the crew is on board.
Okay, so
they're at this unmarked island. Like, they're not...
I just want to do...
They're not on high alert.
I just want to do a perception to...
Even though they
alcohol.
Saw a ghost boat roll
I'm just searching for alcohol. So I'm just going to roll a perception for that?
Yeah.
Okay. 22.
You find the whole stash.
Oh, baby.
Walk right into the kitchen. There is a chef preparing a light meal for the... I want to say skeleton crew as like the phrase skeleton crew, but not a literal skeleton crew.
Not undead. Yeah.
All right. Yes. So I don't know how much I can carry, but I want it to
well, hold
at least...
on. Here's another question. The bottles stay visible, I presume.
Yeah,
it's true.
unless you have a bag or something.
This is the ultimate question in like
tuck them under the
sci-fi
cloak.
Invisibility.
Well,
do your clothes turn invisible or not?
That's always a question as well, like with like weapons or things you're riding or like
I imagine everything
to.
Tal touches is also invisible.
Okay, appreciate that.
Minus with his feet for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think I'd have a bottle in each arm, One in my vest and one's being held by my tail.
Well, do you have a bag on you that was invisible when you cast it, that came invisible when you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say if you stashed them in the bag, then they would be invisible.
I like carrying one with the tail. Swinging around.
I like it too.
People hear them clanking around.
And yeah, I also want to take a... What was he cooking up?
Meth.
The chef? No, the chef is preparing some fine meal, right?
What was the menu?
You didn't have it all prepared! We got you!
We found it!
What's the chef's name?
Rack of lamb.
Okay, to give the listeners a...
Chef's name.
Again, peel behind the curtain. Tonight I came in here so cocky, I'm like, I got so many names. Like, you're not going to trump me on names this time.
So we made it our goal to find something he hadn't thought of. Apparently, clam, or not clam, goddamn it, I'm so used to clam doing random shit.
Yeah, towel.
Towel. Going to the boat and then asking what the chef is cooking was not one of them.
It's potato stew.
Oh, damn.
That's a street rat's delicacy. Oh, man.
You gonna try and get greedy, Bash?
Yeah. How many more failed checks can we have?
Does he have any plated yet?
Well, it's stew. So.
No.
It's just in a giant pot, and he's standing over it.
Yep, standing over it, ratatouille style, stirring it.
Oh, ratatouille gosh. Style. That's
amazing.
And it just smells incredible. Can I roll smell?
Yeah, roll me a smell check.
Okay, all right. No, I got the bottles.
What's tell smell?
I wish smell was a thing.
It'd be your perception.
Yeah, it should be separate.
Talon has a plus 17 smell.
Definitely when I perceive things, I roll them separately in my head.
Actually, there is an imprecise smell.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so, no, if he's standing over the pot and that's all there is, are there any desserts?
Any desserts?
Do you think this is a Michelin star restaurant?
They're on a cruise.
Gordon Ramsay's again, not the chef.
Because I've been listening to a lot of Delta Green podcasts lately.
Okay.
Roll a luck roll. You want to open a cabinet and see what's in there?
All right, they don't need us plugging them.
I didn't plug any names. Delta Green?
12.
Oh, you're right. That's just a system.
No, 12. Okay, you open a cabinet and see a bunch of sweet, tasty tarts.
Okay, so I stash those too. Okay. Those would be lightweight.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make a run for it.
All right. Again,
so I go back
you're
up.
Invisible.
Yeah.
You're sneaking around. I'm going to say you just get it.
I go back up.
In and off the boat.
I go out onto the rowboat and I start rowing that thing like the nastiest ghost anybody's ever met.
All right. Well,
can I do something while he's rolling back to shore?
And yes. By the way I direct a boat is tail rudder. Tail dips into the boat.
That's impressive because it's not a sailboat and it doesn't also have a motor.
Right.
Yeah. Does the tail spin?
So what's the purpose of the oars?
Yeah,
tail
spins?
No.
But you can control a robo with the oars.
The tail just is for direction control.
Well, that's what oars do.
No, for the way Tal does it, the oars are only power. And then the tail directs you.
That's impossible.
I love that so much.
Okay.
Physically impossible.
All right. Right.
I feel like Tal just creates extra drag and just unaware.
If it wasn't known...
Well, he does kind of like it. It's like a kid sticking their hand out the window when you're driving. Yeah, he kind of does
if
that.
If it wasn't already known by our episode on the water where the sea devils killed us, our nautical knowledge is very minimal.
Very low when it comes to sailboats and nautical terms, but when it comes to physics and fluid dynamics, I feel like I have a pretty good feel
for
that.
Yeah, we're actually probably pretty high on average for that one.
Yeah.
But nautical terms, you're right.
All right. So while
you row back to the Azarketa camp.
Yeah.
Let's flash to while you were gone, Alistair.
Yeah. So I've just treated Bash, and now I'm going to look towards Mel because I don't know what took place between him and Loverboy over there. So I'm just going to say, Mel, you hurt? What's that wound on your arm? You need some treatment there?
No. This.
It looks pretty bad. You sure?
Tal took care of me. This one doesn't need any more healing.
But what's
healing.
That? I see you got an open wound there. It looks painful. You sure you don't need that taken care of?
No. It's an old scar. I used to display these scars with a little more pride, but not so much anymore.
Alistair looks at you kind of puzzled. Like, why would you do that?
Well, you seem like a well-traveled man. Probably seen a lot as you've gone around this world. It's probably no secret to you who I have an allegiance to.
Well, I have my suspicions based on your attire and your weapon of choice.
My family has been a follower of Zhang Kuthan for quite some time now.
Oh. Well, I don't judge people for their chosen beliefs, but that is a surprise. You don't meet their followers too often.
No, we stay hidden in the darker places of the world. My father was a high priest, gathered great wealth and power while serving the Dark Prince.
You and he get along?
No, not so much. You know, when I was younger, I kind of blindly followed the way. You know, that's how I was brought up. And one day I ventured out into the world with all my pride and arrogance. You know, I had the favor of a mighty, mighty lord. And highly trained, so I thought. But when you get out in the world, they don't care who you are, who you worship. And I quickly found myself in trouble. So,
yeah,
there I am, surrounded. And this halfling came out of nowhere and rescued me.
A halfling rescued you? A big man like yourself?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Right at that moment, Tal just reappears sitting on the on the log next to you guys.
Hands flush with alcohol.
Little man brought me back from the brink as well. His name was Klamborinsky Pavadl. Here you go, my friends. Clink, clink. Passes a drink to everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers. We all have our real drinks.
Yep, yep. Now we have to... Yep. Jordan's got the sound effects.
Foley artist over there. Because I like it thematically, everybody 1d4 heal.
Ooh.
Oh, and...
Well, I don't need healing. I'm full. Hey. Nice.
Oh, and my new friends... Just to show my love, I got some bonbons for you. He passes out those little sweet treats.
All right.
Nice.
So, tell me more about this halfling. What kind of pickle did you find yourself in, and how was it you came to find yourself being helped by the like of a halfling?
Well, like I said, I kind of wandered out, thinking nothing out there could harm me for who I was, and I was surrounded by this just. Band of criminals, and I tried to defend myself, and there was just no defending. I was outnumbered and outmatched in every way. Kind of realized that all the training that I've had in my life was just for show. And when they had taken everything from me and left me for dead, this halfling comes forward and heals me. You know, it was kind of similar to how I would harm people, but it had the opposite effect. His name was Hal Halfred.
Hal Halfred.
A simple name.
Pippin Pippinger.
A simple folk.
I went to school with a guy named Pippin Pippinger in my life.
Did you really?
Not Alistair in real life. Sorry.
No, that's interesting. So after Hal had healed me and was sitting there with me, making sure I was okay, my father's guard came and found me and captured Hal. And like my deity asks for, they found him, realized he was worshiping another god, and well, when we got back, they tortured him in front of me.
Oh. They weren't grateful for the fact that they saved you?
No.
Huh.
No. Everything was about pain. How much you could mutilate yourself, others.
This sounds like my father.
Yeah. Our parents do a number on us, don't they?
Here's to daddy's issues. Cheers.
I don't have a daddy, but I serve one, and he's not much of a prize either.
Well, my daddy's not on this world.
You serve a daddy?
Yeah, his name's Turgid Peckerpole. He's a real hard man.
Mine comes and goes as he pleases. Somebody summons a demon, he may or may not decide to come and kill them all. And then he goes back to where he came from. But I'm sorry to hear that about your situation. So this friend of yours has saved you. My question for you, Melchillion, is if you're having second thoughts about your family's religious beliefs, how are you still able to turn the power of the sun against your enemies? How is this Zan Kuthan still favoring you?
Well, I found that you can deal a lot of pain, even just helping people.
That's... Oh, God. Okay, sorry. That was Mark interjecting. Amazing.
Love that. That was some very interesting words. Clam would want to put that in a book.
So, what did happen to the to your friend Hal Halfordson?
As far as I know, he's
wait,
dead.
What was his name? I'm
you
sorry.
Got it. No, you got
Hal
Halfordson.
Wait, yeah. Halford. I put a son on the end.
Yeah, you added a son.
Oh, I didn't hear the son.
Yeah. I guessed. I couldn't remember.
Hal Halfred.
So, well, for as much as I know, he's dead.
They didn't tell you what happened. What was the result there?
No.
They just took him, and that was the last you saw of him.
Did you see the sacrifice or just the torture? I'm sorry if this is dark. I'm very curious.
As he gets aroused.
Just the torture. I'm curious if in your belief system, if this kind of sacrificial art has, if there's a magical effect to it.
I mean, it pleases our deity.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to draw power from that pain. But I didn't stick around to see how it ended.
So it's pain in general that he likes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of pain in this world. There's plenty to go around.
Yeah, I left that day and never came back. Somehow escaped my father's reach.
What brought you to Otari, my friend? Looking for some games and fish like I was?
Just trying to figure this world out a little more. I still remember how Hal showed me grace that day and he healed me. You know, actually, I've tried to heal instead of harm before. But every time I try, just this immense pain overcomes me. I just feel weak.
Now, let me tell you, there's different avenues to healing here. If you ever want to pick up an instrument, I could teach you that soothing trick.
Yeah. Anything to do a little more in this world that doesn't deal so much pain.
I'd love to start a band, baby. Let's do it.
We morph into a party of bards. Bard multi-classers.
You don't play bass, do you?
Yeah. Bash on the drums, obviously.
Bash, bash.
Yeah.
Alistair will do the Johnny Rotten and become the lead singer.
All right, so stars are out. Moon is out. Fully nighttime. You guys resting. Somebody keeping watch. What's going on?
Yeah, I think we'll probably assign watches, which means we have to rest for an extra amount of time just to make the watch work out to 8 hours.
Can I treat my own wounds?
Yeah, you can technically.
If we're talking, are we talking about who's going to set watch or who's going to watch? Because Tao would immediately volunteer, and he, fellas, I have some issues sleeping. I'll stay up and watch. You guys, you get your sleep.
Well, mechanically, you have to get like 8 hours. Otherwise, you wake up fatigued.
I've been fatigued my whole life.
We got enough time for you guys to split watch.
Yeah, we'll split watch. There's a watch table somewhere out there. It doesn't matter. I think we have to sleep for like 10 hours total. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get a full night's rest. And
the way he
up.
Would do it, if you have to get it mechanically, is he would sleep like 2 hours, wake up in a fit of sweat, nightmares, go back to sleep for another 2 hours. That
I
sort
actually
of thing.
Think elves might be the only ones that don't have to sleep. But I don't know if that's the case in Pathfinder.
Well, he is.
I think it's a feat, though, that I have to.
Wait.
That I can get later on.
He is an elf.
Tal is?
Well, he's
half elf?
Well, he when you pick tiefling or whatever.
Nephilim.
Yeah, but it was used to be tiefling.
Yeah.
You pick first a race and then the. the blood of the demon, the demon blood.
So he's part elf.
Yeah.
If not full elf. Got it.
Okay.
Ancestry of elf.
So yeah. You guys are like buddies.
Well, yeah. I mean, I look a lot different because I've got the demon blood, but I've got pointy ears.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
But yeah, I'll mechanically speaking, I'll grant you a full night's rest.
So 9 to 10 hours, yeah.
Yep. All your spells are refreshed. Whatever healing you gain from a night's rest, go for it and get it.
Hold on. He's healing over here and looking kind of funny.
How many D8s do I get to roll for?
Did you? If you do it for an hour, it's 4. If you do it for 20 minutes, it's 2.
Well, I'm doing it for an hour if we're so like, four, doing all night.
So 4.
Okay. So I was just adding up in my head the math for that.
Okay. So you did succeed, though?
I succeeded.
You didn't correctly fail and do 1d8 damage.
No, I rolled a 14 and my medicine's 8, so 22. That should be a pass, right?
Yeah, 15 is a pass.
And the sun is raising. And the party wakes up. The three of them find that Tal is gone. His pack, you know, where he his bedroll where he was sleeping is empty. Still warm, but empty. And the three of them awake. What do you guys do?
First thing Bash says is healing water.
From the Azaketti?
Bash nods.
Well, we need to find them anyway according to the ritual. We need a Azaketti blood for the to complete the ritual on the other island. So we're gonna have to find them. But first things first, where's Tal?
Anybody? I don't know. He was here last time I saw him.
Who had the last watch?
I did.
And you? Did he just sneak off? You just didn't see him? Or was he gone before you woke?
He was gone before I woke.
All right.
Roll a perception, Mel. Let's see if you noticed what direction.
27.
Okay. What direction? Did you walk off into the woods, Tal?
Yeah, not far. Just into the edge of the woods there behind like a tree.
Okay, Mel, you notice Tal wake up and walk into the edge of the woods.
Okay. Oh. There he is over there.
Oh, Tal. What are you doing all the way over there?
He doesn't say anything. He's behind the tree. You can maybe see if you look closely, like his shoulder horns like sticking out from the side of the tree.
I can see his tail.
Sure, his tail's probably wrapped around behind it.
It's a wagon.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's like he's not standing though. He's like knelt down, like sitting on his knees. No, not pooping.
Tal, are you all right?
Are you close to me, or you're staying by the campfire?
I would be cautiously approaching.
Yeah, I still don't move.
The forest line is like, I don't know, maybe 70 or 80 feet from where you are. From the campfire, I mean. So
we're kind of
hear each other, but I keep saying not
sorry,
close.
No, I don't mean to.
No, I think are you just like cautious?
I'm kind of like walking, like I would if I saw a person in my camp off by themselves, just being like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Yeah.
As you guys get closer, I think he would slowly. You'd see him slowly stand up on the other side of the tree. He doesn't turn around yet.
Tal, you all right?
He puts his hand up. I'll be okay.
Alistair, okay. I was going to say, as soon as Alistair sees the hand up, which is guard speak, sign language for stop, he stops.
I'll be okay. Just give me a minute. And he turns out from behind the tree, comes out to face you, and you can see he's glistening in sweat, and his skin is like fiery, almost glowing. And his muscles are all clenched up, like his veins are like popping, like he's.
Alistair will sense motive.
Yeah, sure.
17.
Tal, what's your?
Well, I don't know. How do you know what your like DC is when somebody does that?
Well,
stuff?
It's kind of up to you, really. I mean, you're kind of the GM when it comes to this.
Don't I have like a class DC though?
You do, but it's also up to you as far as like
if
how difficult you think the information would be to glean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking your performance DC is 22.
It says my class DC is 20. I actually think that this would be particularly hard to tell.
Well, so I don't necessarily need to know specifics.
Yeah.
If, for instance, I know that it's not like something I need to be continually worried about, like trustworthy-wise, that's one tier in my mind. Mm-hmm. The specifics would be a new tier. Mm-hmm. And then like the hard nuts, like facts of the matter would be another tier. Mm-hmm. Those are my three tiers in my head.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna play it out and give you stuff in character. His eyes are kind of glowing a lot more red hot than normal.
Okay.
Like just like his skin.
Yeah.
And he's gonna look you right in the eyes. Listen here, friend. I have some fits in the night. It comes from my father, I believe. But it won't be a problem, I can guarantee you that. I've been dealing with it my whole life, but I need my space. And he just walks past you towards the campfire.
One quick question I've got. I've never asked a Nephilim this, but there was a enclave of them in the portals. And I was always too scared to ask, but given our situation, I think I'm going to. Do you folk know your father? Your parentage.
I have not yet met my father, other than in my dreams. I know that he's real. My dreams, from my understanding, are different than yours. And I see when those of my ancestry come and go from this world. But I have met others like my father that portend to know him, but I have not met him, and I do not wish to meet that day.
All right, well, that answers my question then. Apologize for bothering you.
I'd like to visit this enclave someday if we can make it there.
Yeah, well, it's not the nicest place. It's still in the portals, after all.
That's what I'm used to.
Your fiery type might have a little bit of its flame put out by the depth of the water there.
Ah. Interesting. Well.
So, I guess.
Hair of the dog, as they say, and he takes a big swig of whiskey.
It's like 6:45 a.m.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean.
Tal's ready. You gotta Tal's keep ready it rolling. To
rock. This is Mark talking here. That's typical. For me.
All right. What do you guys do?
We walk back to the fire, and I think we reconvene with everybody, discuss next steps, which I believe Alistair and Mel have kind of already covered, which is we need to find the Azarketti.
Yeah.
So, fellas, what's the plan?
We got to, according to Mel and his ritual that he did, we've got to find the Azarketti that used to be here.
Right, you told me we need the blood. Is that what you're telling me?
We need the blood, and has it been made clear to you in the ritual, Mel? Do we need blood as a sacrifice, as a life, or do we just need a sample?
That's a good point. Does it have to be fresh pouring out of some poor soul's neck, or can we take a jar?
It was not taken from a body in the ritual that I saw.
Well, I was going to say, would that be a clarification? Okay.
GM, yes.
GM's giving us thumbs up.
Right.
Okay.
Clarify. It does not need to be a sacrificial life.
Okay.
So we need to find an Azarketti. We don't know where they went.
Well, one of us might. And now he looks at Bash. Ranger, you know where the Azarketti ritual was. Lead us.
Okay. Bash nods and starts making his way towards...
Now, hang on there, Mudman. Before we go, I'm not done talking.
He has a name.
Does he?
You haven't earned the right to ridicule him yet.
Fair enough. I've dealt with mental illness and Magnemar many times.
By the way, Bash, letter A today. We're covering the letter A.
A.
And
I think this is where we fall off the rails right here. We start doing Hooked on Phonics.
Hooked on Phonics. Working for
26 episodes later and Bash is literate.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to say, before we go find these Azarketti folk,
Hey for Azarketti.
Very good, Bash. You're learning very quickly. Clearly the gnomes have a predilection for alphabets.
Is this common that he's learning?
Clearly.
Or gnome.
Actually, Alistair does speak gnome, too.
Yeah.
That's the only other language he speaks.
I can speak. I can't read. I know words. Obviously, I know language. Like, well, I understand what's being said to me.
You're like a feral child, though. Like,
a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, you've picked up, like, the important words.
Yeah, you're like Mowgli. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, Alistair's trying to flesh out your vocabulary and teach you how to read.
Very good.
Fellas, I've got a boat lined up for us from the gods that you vanquished. It's where I stole the alcohol from last night, and that the crew will be amazing. We just got to somehow convince them to work for us, but I don't think it'll be too hard. You should have seen this chef with his tato stew. It's going to be wonderful. We've got this boat. We'll make it work. So let's get our Azarketti. Let's get on that boat, because I think that tato stew might still be good.
All good for me. Bash, lead us to where the healing waters were.
Follow me.
I mentioned this in the scene that you guys were out for on last week's episode. Bash, because he's a great navigator, naturalist, remembers exactly where this cavern was.
Good at everything, really.
You walk up to it. It's the same cavern that Tal noticed.
Jack of all trades.
It is flooded.
Oh, is that the same cavern he noticed?
Yes.
Oh.
The entrance is flooded.
Not even with the low tide.
Oh, you know what?
Tide
now
that it
being morning,
yeah.
Morning, yeah. There's an opening to the cavern. It's still covered in water, but the top half you can see back into there.
We wouldn't have to go underwater necessarily.
Is that an earth science hot rock?
No.
I love how we're trying to always give Jeff like geological or earth science hot rocks. It's amazing.
What do you guys do? You're at the mouth of this cave, right? You all walked over there.
Well, Bash indicates this is the place.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What does Bash do? Just point? Just grunt?
Yeah. He stops?
Yeah, I just stop and kind of gesture like this is the cave. This is the temple.
You can make an Azarketti noise.
Yeah.
Mel's the only one that would recognize that.
Friends, what is that bud man doing? I'm gonna need constant direction on what is going on here. The hell!
I think he was trying to speak the Azarketti language, but it was just nonsense.
That's called turkey, my friend.
That's pretty racist.
No, that sounded just like a turkey.
Well, if this is the place, then I guess we gotta go in. So,
Bash, was the water this high when you came last time?
He shakes his head no, but he walks in anyway.
Oh, Bash is leading the way.
Yeah. Bash can lead.
I follow.
All right. It's deep enough. Everybody give me a swim check, which is athletics.
Dang. Ooh. Oh, shit.
Wow. My best roll. 25.
19.
16.
16 as well.
All right. Everybody swims through that channel. And you all give me your minis.
Nope.
Y'all make it to the other cave side. Bash, the cavern floor is definitely wetter than you remember it before. But this is the same room. You see that ritual spire that you got healing from? There's no water pouring from it right now. And you can't see any Azarketti.
Okay.
You do notice this is a large cavern room.
You said there's no water pouring from it?
There's no water dripping from the ritual spire.
Okay.
You notice this is a large room. You suspect there may be offshoots and tunnels.
Okay. Well, the first thing Bash is going to do is reach out and touch the spire regardless.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Bash is into his... his waist, maybe his nipples in water right now because water's high.
I said chest. He chose to say
right
nipples.
Up to his tits.
Very specific.
Nipples is such a defining.
Yeah. And that's right where it gets extra cold too. Yeah. It hits your nipples.
Chest is a good 8 inches. You got to say
yeah,
nipples.
Yeah, you know when your nipples are underwater. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Bash starts rubbing his nipples.
God damn it.
Mel, I would like some direction again. What in the hell is this mud man
doing?
Hold on.
Ignore whatever weird stuff he does. It's just, you gotta look past it.
Does he have any skills that will be useful to us?
Yes, eventually you'll see. When he rolls a 20, you'll see his value.
He led us here, but can he do any tracking?
That's actually his specialty.
Yeah, so
can
somebody
communicate
with
I'm
going to start circling around the spire, like, essentially, like, you know, people hold their arms up in the water, their valuables, as they kind of move through water. That's what I'm doing around,
like a search
around
pattern,
the spire.
Bigger and bigger circles?
Yeah.
Okay. You notice off in the far distant corner of the cavern, you can barely see it. But a lone creature is walking towards you.
Walking, two legs?
Walking. This creature is in water as well. You can see maybe the tops of their arms and their head.
Up to its nipples?
Up to its nipples.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes. I'm sorry I brought it up. That's on me. It's really my own fault.
You made this bed, now sleep in it.
Male or female?
She gets closer within 20 feet from all of you. She's like, ah, yes. You've all come back. And we'll see you next week.
Oh.
All right.